Hey, did you just say it's time for rage? This is Rage, Radio Against Global Ecocide. This is the What Are We Fighting For edition. We'll listen to the unheard voices of the ecosystem that keep our planet alive. Music by Kathleen Yearwood, and check out the video by Filthy Politicians. Also, more research on the CBFA. This is Rage, building a community of resistance, one podcast at a time. Hello, and welcome to Rage, Radio Against Global Ecocide, coming to you from occupied Amiskwasi, Wiskaigan. I am your host, Seymour Life. And a special hello out there to all those battling human supremacists every day. Yes, in the mortal words of Country Joe and the Fish, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, what are we fighting for? Or something like that. Instead of a Vietnam protest song. I thought it would be a great way to remind ourselves in the environmental community just what we're fighting for. And it's obvious to me that those who signed the Canadian Betrayed Forest Action, as I call it, the CBF, forgot who they were fighting for. The boreal forest. They sold it out to chipping and chopping blocks, euphemistically called the market. It is ecosystems that we are defending, not human industrial systems, which destroy all they touch. I think Stephanie McMillan's cartoon really says it all. There's two oil-soaked birds out in the water there, and one says, BP says they'll pay for all the damage. And the other bird says, but not as much as we will. And it's those voices that are not being heard that we need to support. For their lives and the lives of all the within all the ecosystems are as important and in fact more so to the planet than ours are. In my interview with Derek Jensen, we talked about the boreal forest around the tar sands, and he asked, what would it do if it had opposable thumbs and could move? What would it do? It is the right of every sentient being to defend itself, and it's the right for those who love them to do the same, to defend them as well. Last Valentine's Day, I went out to places that I love and I recorded, did some recordings and put them on as a show. And I thought I would do it again in the summertime. And so the show is about those voices that I'm talking about. And as I'm sitting there in the sedge grass with the skullcap, the mint, the hemp nettle, stinging nettle, hyssop, Saskatoons, poplars, cottonwood trees, red spruce, white spruce, willows, mosquitoes, bees, flies, deer flies, horsefly, who tried to get through my jeans. Unfortunately, he kept aiming for a spot that had a bigger fold in it and they couldn't get there. Chickadees, flycatchers, red-winged blackbirds, crows, ducks, yellow warblers. I'm thinking, who's going to defend these voices, these lives, against industrial civilization? And that was Crowfoot by Kathleen Yearwood. I would really like to thank Kathleen for allowing us to use her music on the show. And I also like to thank Sonia for bringing her music forward to me. So this show is just sort of the introductory part of what will be, I think, a four-part series coming up where we at Rage will interview non-human guests. We'll be interviewing a river, we'll be interviewing polar bear, salmon, and the boreal forest in the tar sands region and where supposedly it is being protected by the CBFA. And taking us out is Sir Rex with Jeremy the Wolf. And remember, the resistance needs you. Those living beings that you've just been listening to need you. The resistance is within you. Set it free. Thank you for listening and good night.